This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Has this ever happened to you? You're talking to someone and you're trying to share something that's important to you, and the person to whom you are talking keeps interrupting you, finishing what you want to say before you can say it. Sometimes they say what you were going to say, and other times they completely miss it, and you never get to finish your thoughts. That's frustrating. Not only has that happened to me, but I've done that very thing to other people. Whenever I've done that, I like to think I'm helping out. They're having trouble saying something, and so I can help them get it out. But that assumes I know them better than they know themselves, and that I'm a better communicator than they are. And maybe I am in some areas, but not necessarily in expressing their own feelings. The truth is, too often I do that because I like to control the conversation. Sometimes I want to hurry it along. I want to make the conversation get over and move on to the next thing or the next person. Often, I'd rather talk than listen. And maybe, just maybe, you know this because you're a bit like that too. Over-talking or interrupting can be an issue that can negatively affect your relationships. I'm still in the process of learning not to interrupt and listen better. Like with any negative habit, the first thing to do is admit that it's a habit that you have. If you justify why you're doing it, like, well, I'm just an intense person and I'm so into what they're saying, I want to help them out, or I'm a good communicator, I surely need to help them, or I can just read them, I know them, so I'm really vocalizing what they don't really even realize about themselves, or I've heard all this before, let me get them through this so we can all leave. Okay, there may be some truth to all of those, but if you are doing that repeatedly with a variety of people, you are wanting to control the conversation. Admit that. It's part of your makeup at this point in your life, so begin by admitting that to yourself. And then secondly, find ways to deal with it. When you enter a conversation, be aware of your tendency to interrupt. Say to yourself, let them finish completely before I speak. You might want to take a deep breath or look at them intently or deliberately pause and ask for permission to respond. Just say it. Do you mind if I respond to that, or do I need to give you more time? You could say, if I'm understanding you correctly, and then rephrase what you think they're trying to say. Catch yourself the second you start interrupting. Back up and let them talk. You might even admit what's happening. You might say, I apologize, I'm trying to do a better job of listening, but I still have a tendency to interrupt. People will likely admit that they have the same problem, at least to some degree. And third, enjoy each moment. Learn what you can from people. The only way we can understand people is to let them express themselves. If we do all the talking, or maybe even most of the talking, we are less likely to understand. In the Bible, recorded in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "Be swift to hear, slow to speak." Somebody said, there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth. Think about that and try those techniques. And the next time you're in a conversation with someone, stop and listen. Then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.